to Mass. International Women's Day is on Sunday, the 8th of March. Already a number of you have opinions on International Women's Day and what it stands for. But there are some interesting statistics in relation to the legal profession and female involvement, because for over 10 years now, indeed since 2014, the legal profession in Ireland has had a female majority. And the majority is increasing every year in both practicing and trainee solicitors. The majority are women. And as I say, the trend looks set to continue. To talk about this, Caroline McLaughlin is with us, partner in Callan Tansley Solicitors in Sligo and elsewhere across the West and Northwest. Caroline, you're very welcome.
Good morning, thank you
for joining us. I don't know if that's the exception, but for 12 years, this profession has had a female majority. That is very encouraging for those who are trying to promote such matters, is it not?
Absolutely. In 2014, Ireland was the first, in the world to have a female majority, and taken into consideration that the first female solicitor qualified in 1923, so we're just over really 100 years of women practicing in the law in Ireland. It's outstanding to have held the international lead as the first country in the world to have a majority. To date, 55% of practicing solicitors in Ireland are female, and that's, I think it's a statistic that we should be very proud of, particularly as women. Also, two-thirds of trainee solicitors at present with the Law Society are female, so it looks like that that statistic is likely to continue into the future. So I think it's really positive for women, and to see women excelling in the law, which was always traditionally regarded as a very male-dominated career throughout all of our lifetime. So I think it's very encouraging to see, and it's something that the Law Society in particular wants to continue to encourage and to support women. Obviously, through life, women's roles change as they become mothers and different duties in life. So, supports are needed to encourage women to keep pushing, because even though we're a 55% majority at the top level, at partner level, we're still sitting at 37%. So obviously, at some stage, something is happening, just not to get that same majority to push to the higher level. So I think that's something that needs to be addressed, and that we need to encourage our female peers to, to push themselves and believe in themselves as much as our male counterparts.
Well, what about your own background? Was law something that you wanted to pursue? How did you get to become?
Not at all. I was only thinking about this morning before our interview. So I did my leaving cert at 16. Which when I look back and it was an unbelievable young age to know what you want to do. My plan was to do history and Irish with a view to perhaps becoming a teacher. At 16, then the reality set in, leaving home and going off to college. And I wasn't ready. Wasn't ready to leave home, and an opportunity came up in a local university, the University of Ulster, close to my home in Donegal. They were starting a new law degree in law and business. They had missed the deadline for the UCAS application system in the north. I had the points and I got a place. So it was really just the stars aligned and that happened. It was something I had thought of, a career in law. Didn't know anything about it. I don't come from a legal family. Wouldn't have had experience with solicitors, barristers through my teenage years. But something that kind of interested me. And just that ability to help people in difficult situations. So I did my degree in law, moved on then to do a master's in law, and in 2004 moved to Sligo, got an opportunity to start with the firm that I remain with today as a trainee solicitor, and forever grateful for those opportunities. Not easy at that time to get a traineeship. It wasn't something I could source locally in Donegal, in my hometown, so it meant leaving at 21 and coming to Sligo, and I suppose the rest is history. It just went from each progression throughout that time, given fantastic opportunities, fantastic files to work on, meeting wonderful people and getting good outcomes for people. So I suppose that was my trajectory so far. And I'm now a partner in the firm in Callan Tansley, where we specialise in medical negligence and personal injuries. We deal with some very high-profile cases dealing with clients nationwide all over the country. So very lucky for those opportunities and an interesting career.
All right, okay. And as you say, it was such a male-dominated profession for generations. So based on your experience and your work day to day, is it a career you would encourage other women to take up going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a career where women can bring a lot. It's a job where, in particular, elements of the law, it requires a lot of empathy, and I think there's a lot that women can bring to it. And I think that it's that continues to be the case. And I suppose for any women who think, well, how will I balance it with life and with other obligations, the Law Society are really promoting a more hybrid way of becoming a solicitor. So back when I qualified, you had to relocate to Dublin, do all your courses in Dublin, be physically present. That has changed. So there's now a PPC hybrid training course where you can remain in Sligo, still be a part of the course and advance without both the financial and the personal obligation of having to relocate to Dublin. Isn't feasible, obviously, for a lot of people with family or other caring responsibilities. They also offer an access scholarship programme to assist people financially. Also, the Law Society have a small practice traineeship grant, which means that a smaller practice in Sligo or a smaller legal firm can apply for a subsidy to help bring someone through that process. It can be a financial obligation, obviously, for a small practice to take in a trainee and to give that opportunity. So I think the Law Society are really trying to help people outside of Dublin have the same opportunities and to make it a less onerous obligation to put yourself through all that education. So I think the supports are there. For those then in practice, since 2016, the Law Society offers a Women in Leadership mentoring programme, which is fantastic. I've participated in it both as a mentor and a mentee, and it's hugely beneficial. So sometimes, I suppose, within your career, you need that push and the opportunity of mentorship.
Okay.
So I think that's all opportunities there, and all information is available on the Law Society website for that.
Thanks very much for that. It's Caroline McLaughlin of Callan Tansy. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll be joined in studio by